to say things got beyond a simmer is an understatement, including one jot down the tunnel to the locker room by Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is watching in street clothes here tonight. But they're reviewing something here to see if that elbow from Nembhard was a hostile act. I got to think, right?
I would assume it's on that rip through.
No, it wasn't, though. I just saw it. Beverly sold it.
Look, you thought that the Bucks were going to win the other two.
On the floor, defensive foul on Beverly. The player is being reviewed for a potential hostile act.
Yeah, look, Pat Bev, give him an Academy Award for it. I mean, but he sold it, but I don't think there was any contact at all.
But so if we've established it's a foul on Pat Beverly and you're reviewing for a hostile act,
yeah, you're making sure you got the
offensive foul.
Yeah, but you can't. I don't think you can't just reverse it when you're going to look for a hostile act. I'll be surprised, but again, I was surprised with the other one that went the other direction. But there was no contact with the elbow to the face.
No. I mean, it did appear as though there was contact in terms of a push off.
Yeah.
But did he get him in the face? No.
No. So, right now, Tony Brothers is still looking at the monitor. It's a 7-point lead for the Pacers, 69-62. They led by 5 at halftime. They ballooned this lead to as large as 11 already here in the second half. Bucks led by 8 in the first quarter, but Indiana put on a good push with a 9-3 run to open things here in the quarter before Milwaukee answered and pulled themselves back to within 7, playing another game without Giannis here again. The
ruling on the floor, defensive foul on Beverly. There's a technical foul on Nembhard after the defensive foul. The technical will be shot, followed by 2 free throws.
Okay. So it was not the hostile act. Let's sort things out. That was not the elbow, but it was something Nembhard said. And that's a good decision by these officials, because this thing was starting to ratchet up a little bit in terms of the chippiness of this game. And they need to take control of this thing. So that's going to send Lillard to the line on the other end, and he will stick the free throw to get it to a 6-point game. And now we'll have 2 free throws on the other side, as our crew chief Tony Brothers pointed out. So here comes Andrew Nembhard, second year man, started his college career at Florida, finished off at Gonzaga. 24 points against the Bucks in Milwaukee last March, his third highest scoring game of his career, knocks down the free throw where he's 80% this year. Nembhard now with 12 points tonight on 5 of 8 shooting, but he cannot make the second free throw. Indiana tonight has shot just 3 of 7 from the line.
Well, game one, too, that was an issue.
Pacers team that came into this series shooting 78% as a team, 13th in the league. Here's a pass inside. Lillard lays it off the window and good. He thought he got hit in the head from behind, but he got the points, no foul. Siakam crossing over, takes it in on Lopez. Good quick move by Pascal Siakam, using that length and burst to score on the other end. 72-65. Pacers back ahead by 7. Here comes Dame the other way. Lillard with his first points of the second half on that last shot. Drives again. Dishes off to Portis. He plays catch, and then Beverly turns it over, trying to get it back to Portis, but it was taken away by that long reach of Siakam. Now to Nesmith. Nesmith on the right baseline. Taps the brakes. He's got Middleton all over him. Looking to get rid of it. Beats the cutter, and Nembhard lays it in up close. Good action there by Indiana, scoring that point. But again, it's in transition when everybody's on their heels, where they've done the bulk of their damage here tonight. Chris Middleton picks up his dribble, gets it off to Lopez, and those turnovers and bad shots, we talk about it. Bad offense leads to offense the other way. Here's Portis on the other side, puts it off the window and good with a foul. And Bobby Portis is flexing again. Milwaukee could certainly use an appearance from Mr. Mayer. Portis with just his second field goal of the night. Siakam's third foul there, and again, the Bucks need some presence in the paint. They've been outscored tonight in the paint, 32-14, and Bobby Portis with Giannis out is one of your better options to do just that.
Yeah, and as Brook Lopez leaves, Pat Connaughton enters. I mean, it's what we talked about is this chess match, not only adjustments, but these are two very different styles. So which team blinks first or which team acknowledges, look, we're going to have to play the same way that they are. It appears the Bucks are saying, we just got to play smaller and quicker.
Siakam's also going to take a seat with his 25 points. He's replaced by Obi Toppin. Free throw is good from Portis, and the Bucks now climb back to within five. Make it six, 74-68. Here's Haliburton, sends out top. Turner unloads on the three, and he tickles the twine. Tyrese Haliburton with his ninth assist right there, and certainly helps you pile up those assists when your teammates are hitting shots like the Pacers have been tonight. In contrast to a game ago. Here's Portis with the ball on the other end. He'll give to Middleton. Fires away from three. Oh, that one went three quarters of the way in before it squirted right back out. Pacers ball leading by nine now. Haliburton slips through a couple defenders. He drives and kicks. We got an offensive foul as Lillard steps in front of Haliburton. And that will give it back to the Bucks on Tyrese Halliburton's third personal foul. So Bucks ball out of bounds with 6:15 to play in the third, trailing 77-68, have not led here in the second half. Portis puts it on the floor, trying to back his way in on Turner, kicks it out to Connaughton. Pat's got it, dribbles now into the paint, takes it down the left side of the lane, sees the defense, so he'll kick it back out to Beverly. Now to Middleton. Middleton, jab step, now launches and hits just inside the three-point arc at the top of the circle. 7-point game. Bucks needed an answer there. Middleton, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Here comes Indiana the other way. Nembhard's played well. He gets it out of the corner. Turner's got the hot hand, but he can't hit the three here. Beverly has the rebound taken away by Nembhard. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul as he was going up. So, what'd you think here? No.
I mean, Damian Lillard went out of his way to avoid contact there.
Yeah, that's
that.
Look, well, that, again, you have no challenges. That's where it hurts. You spent the challenge in the first half for what looked like a pretty obvious reversal that ended up not being reversed. And now you don't have any. And for Lillard, he is going to get charged with a foul. And Nembhard's going to hit the free throw. So tough call against the Bucks right there. And Andrew Nembhard now with 15 points in 24 minutes where he's hit 6 of his 9 shots. He's been a thorn in the side of the Bucks here tonight. Only averages 9 points a game, but he's had his A game working. His second free throw is good. So here comes Milwaukee with the basketball. Down again by 9. Indiana gets points again. Little help from the whistle. Here's Beverly the other way. He'll hand to Portis. Portis top of the arc to Connaughton. Pat with the right hand dribbles. And we got a whistle and a foul going against Obi Toppin. Only team foul number 3 for the Pacers. Bucks will be in the penalty the rest of the way. Pacers have one more to give with 5:29 to go now here in the third. 9 points, 2 assists in this quarter for Andrew Nembhard. Here comes Green in for the Bucks. He'll replace Pat Bev. So here's the lineup. Connaughton to inbound with Portis, Green, Middleton, and Dame. Portis wanting to get rid of the ball. He'll get it now to Green. Green's at the top of the arc. Went into the air. Good dish inside to Portis, who got fouled from behind by Nesmith. That was a heads-up play from A.J. Green, who went into the air for the three-point shot but had a defender on him and calmly changed his plan and sent it down low to Portis for the chance of free throws.
Not only making the decision to give the ball up, but that was an excellent pass to find Bobby.
So Portis to the free throw line after being named a finalist for the sixth man of the year. You know that means something to him. We'll find out about that tomorrow. Hits the first free throw, and free throws have not been something he's done a lot of late. Just 4 free throw attempts in 8 games through April for Portis prior to these 2 right here, and I guess the one earlier. Misses the second, however. So it's still an 8-point lead for the Pacers. 79-71, 5:15 to go in the third. Indiana with the basketball left to right. Nembhard drawing 2 defenders now as Lillard and Portis swarm. He's going to send it to the corner. Open 3 from top, and he can't hit. Rebound too tall over Turner, and it ends up in the breadbasket of Connaughton. He'll hand it now to Lillard. Lillard ushers it across the timeline. Still on the dribble. Draws the contact. Puts the shot up and hits it with a foul. That was a 10 on degree of difficulty. tough angle behind the backboard, essentially, on the baseline, and he still got it to go through contact. Damian Lillard continues to pull rabbits out of his hat. He will go to the line with a chance to get his team back to within five. He is doing everything in his power to will his team through this stretch without his running mate, Giannis Antetokounmpo, another top 75 all-time player. Free throw from Dame is up and good. 32 points now for Dame. Here comes Indiana the other way. 4:52 to go in the third. McConnell hands the ball off to Turner. Turner back to McConnell on the right wing. Dribbles on that baseline underneath the hoop. Sets out top. Nesmith put up a three. Missed it. Got knocked down. And boy, Green, or Connaughton rather, may have gotten away with one perhaps. Here's a pass now to Portis. Portis pushes the shot up from the free throw line and rattles it through. Bucks it, climb back to within three, and Rick Carlisle's going to spend a timeout. Timeout Pacers, and the volume goes up here at Fiserv Forum. Bucks back to within three here at game two, round one of these NBA playoffs. 8-2 run for the Bucks here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
We've been doing this since 1997. And we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-1690. CrumExteriors.com.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Find a summer camp near you at bucks.com/camps.
Well, we got a fight brewing tonight here at Fiserv Forum. Indiana took an 11-point lead to start things in the third quarter, but an 8-2 run from the Bucks has them back to within three with 4:27 to play here in quarter number three. We're presented by Potawatomi. Ready to spark something new at Potawatomi Casino Hotel in Milwaukee. You'll find the latest slots, table games, plus new dining bars and a luxury hotel. Light up your senses at Potawatomi. So here in this third quarter, the Bucks have hit 7 of their 13 shots. The Pacers right on their heels, 7 of 14. And it's going to come down to who makes the biggest plays down the stretch. Bucks, though, have tightened up the defense a little bit of late. What are you seeing?
Well, they've been very connected all night. I think part of it is they're forcing longer possessions from the Pacers. That's going to favor the Bucks more with their size. And, again, there's a lot of shooters. We saw this in game one. The Bucks are going to live with them taking shots. Some of those are falling early in this quarter. Not so much in the last 2 minutes.
So Indiana's going to have the basketball out of bounds. To set it in, Ben Shepherd for the Pacers. He'll get it to McConnell. They're joined by Toppin along with Halliburton and Turner. Milwaukee will counter with a combination of A.J. Green, Damian Lillard, Beverly, Connaughton, and Portis. Toppin sends it out top of the circle to Shepard. Now to McConnell. McConnell right of the lane. Spins around the defensive green. Puts up a wild shot. That hangs on the rim. Wouldn't go. And in fact, I almost wonder if Toppin knocked it out.
Knocked it out. And look, A.J. Green may be the McConnell stopper, too. He's 3-for-0 on it.
How about Lillard? Drives in down low. Flips it up and in again. Damian Lillard's got his team back to within one. Now sitting with 32 points for the Bucks. Here's a pass. Toppin sends it off. Left elbow. Jumper on the way. Misses. Back iron from Turner. 10-2 run for the Bucks. Now trying to add to it. Damian Lillard going the other way. Fans on their feet now. Pass goes to the right wing. It's another rowdy atmosphere here at Fiserv Forum tonight. Playoff vibes to be sure. Bobby Portis turns around, fades and fires, but left it short. Indiana clings to the one-point lead. They've got the basketball. Left to right now going the other way. Tyrese Haliburton takes it to the right side, goes into the air, gives it off. Turner, challenged by Connaughton, lays it in with a foul anyway. He had the size advantage. Pat, fearless as always, went up to try to challenge, but sometimes when you're talking 6'5 versus 6'11, it's just not going to go your way.
Pretty good challenge, too, by Pat Connaughton. Tyrese Haliburton waited until the very last moment to release that pass, too. He almost went up and down.
So Turner at the line where he'll try to cap the three-point play. Pacers have not been very successful in this endeavor here tonight. In fact, I think they're 0 for 4. And that one goes down. So Turner knocks it down. He is a 77% free throw shooter, and it's back to a four-point lead for Indiana. Turner now sitting with 14 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Here comes Milwaukee the other way. Portis gives to Lillard. Lillard goes into the air, fires up a 3, no good. Portis grabs the rebound, though. He'll send out to Connaughton. Back to Bobby in the corner with Turner all over him. Flips it back to Pat. Connaughton now gives it over to Lillard. Lillard's around the midcourt stripe. Puts it on the floor with 3 to shoot behind the back dribble. Step back 3, contested. It's on the way. It misses, but another rebound to Connaughton. Gets it back out. Lillard sends it to the corner. Portis, a head fake, steps over to his left, fires away for 3. He missed short, but another offensive rebound. Lillard picks it up. He sends it across the court to Connaughton. He wiggles his way inside. Nice dish to Portis. And if at first you don't succeed, try again. And Portis finally gets one to go. Bucks crashing the offensive boards. Back to within 2. Turner on the other end. Fakes the pass left. Now sends inside. Turner gets, or I should say Siakam gets free and lays it in with the right hand. And that's where you miss that size of Brook Lopez and Giannis. Neither of them out there, obviously, right now. Giannis not playing again here tonight. Now Crowder springs to his feet. He's going to check into the scorer's table in a moment. Pat Bev on the other side. Sends out top to Portis. Portis drives inside. Low floater on the way. Back iron, no good. Rebound ripped out by Turner. He'll feed it to Haliburton. Off to Siakam. Siakam sends to the corner. Shepard out top to Turner. Whips it over to Haliburton. Haliburton drives in. He'll knife his way through the defense and lay it in. It's back to a six-point lead for the Pacers. Indiana getting a chance to run. And that is the opposite of what Milwaukee would like to see. When they're running, it is trouble. Chris Middleton also springing to his feet. He's going to come in shortly, too. Lillard's got it now for the Bucks. Dame being shadowed outside by McConnell. Drives in on him. Kicks it to the near side. Catch and shoot 3. A.J. Green just can't get those to drop here yet in this playoff. Missed that one from the near wing. Here comes McConnell the other way. Driving underneath. He gets sealed off by Green. A little bit too much for the liking of Tony Brothers, who blows the whistle for a foul. Got to go to the line because Milwaukee's in the penalty. A.J. Green a little bit too much crowding that time along the baseline. We're brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. First of 2 on the way. McConnell knocks it down. Indiana, after struggling early, hitting just 3 of their first 7. They've made 4 in a row now. Pat Bev comes in to replace Green. Middleton is in for the Bucks, as is Crowder. Portis will take a seat as Lopez also comes in. So wholesale substitutions for the Bucks, with the lineup now consisting of Crowder, Lopez, Connaughton, Middleton, and Beverly. Second free throw in the meantime on the way for T.J. McConnell, who has his highest scoring average against the Bucks in his career of any team in the league, and he hits the second. 88-80, Indiana has answered the Bucks' 10-2 run with a 7-0 run of their own. Connaughton goes the other way now for the Bucks. Into the front court around the midcourt logo. We give to Middleton. Bucks have not led here in the second half, trailed by five. At halftime, went down by as many as 11 before getting it back to one and a chance to get the lead. Here's a contested three, but Middleton drills it anyway. Right in the face of Obi Toppin, who was right in his grill. He hits the three anyway. Michelob Ultra three. Here's McConnell going to the lane inside, and he lays it in. Boy, that quick attack offense is really giving the Bucks fits here of late. Middleton sets a screen to spring Beverly loose, going the other way. Now back to Middleton. He works into the corner. Crowder a head fake from three on the near side. Now he'll send out top to Beverly. 39 seconds to play in the third. Bucks down by seven. Pat Bev, little floater inside, off the mark. Missed off the back iron. Rebounded by Toppin. Here comes Indiana looking to run again. Siakam's into the front court. Taps and breaks down the right wing as the Bucks scramble back. Siakam goes driving inside. Now stops on a dime. Pulls up and rattles the shot up and in from just inside the free throw line. So the Pacers back ahead by nine now as the shot clock is off. They have closed the second quarter and the third quarter with a furious charge, and they are doing it again. Middleton the other way. He's got it in the front court now for Milwaukee. Working on the defense, drives inside, puts the shot off the window, no good. Thought he got fouled, he didn't get the call. And here's a three-quarter court heave. It misses. Pacers close the quarter on a 13-5 run over the final 2:57. They will take the 9-point lead into the fourth. Bucks will have to rally tonight to try to get this thing to 2-0 in the series. Indiana outscores the Bucks in quarter number three by a tally of 32-28. We'll come back fourth quarter after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the Turn It Up to 11 NBA Playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing. The NBA Playoffs presented by Google Pixel continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. So, yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Well, those go-go Pacers are going and going and going here in this second half, really second quarter on, as the Pacers have extended a 9-point lead now going into the fourth quarter. Glad to have you with us, Dave Kane, Justin Garcia with you here at Fiserv Forum. Is Milwaukee going to have to come from behind here tonight? The Pacers in the regular season, when leading after three quarters, were 42 wins and 5 losses. The Bucks this season, 6-27 when trailing after three quarters. So the numbers tell you they're going to have to overcome some odds here and do it without Giannis. But, well, this Bucks team, they've got the personnel to do it. However, can they slow this Pacers team down, Justin? That remains the outstanding question, because Indiana is scoring with near impunity here of late.
Yeah, and, you know, I keep coming back to their offense is the way that you're going to slow them down, being more judicious and selective with your shots. We heard Doc Rivers and Damian Lillard both point to, look, there are some things you can do in the regular season you can get away with. you can't in the postseason. A big one of those things is turnovers. Not as much of a problem in the third quarter, but that had been an issue at halftime.
Well, Lillard's going to start this fourth quarter on the bench. He's got 34 points for the Bucks. Pat Beverly's got it into the front court now for Milwaukee. He'll get it now to Lopez. Lopez sends to Connaughton. Connaughton joined by Middleton as well, and Crowder and Beverly. Middleton, head fake, gets his man on the contact, and there's the whistle and the foul. And Nesmith is calling for the review from his bench, but I don't think you're going to get it here. Chris will go to the free throw line.
No, and you could see Rick Carlisle looked at the bench and was just told it would be the fourth foul on Nesmith, and that seemed to be what swayed him more than anything, is it's not number five.
So here comes the first of two free throws for Chris Middleton, and he knocks it down. So Middleton tonight now sitting with 14 points, his first trip to the line tonight. He's hit 6 of 13, left the game early to get his ankle taped on that right ankle, but came back and is not shown worse for the wear, and he knocks down the second free throw to get it back to a 7-point game, 92-85. Pacers coming with a combination of Aaron Nesmith, Pascal Siakam, Obi Toppin, Ben Shepherd, and T.J. McConnell. McConnell out top to Shepherd, sends it to Toppin. Toppin spins inside. Nice move, but Lopez closes the door on the help side defense with a big block. Bucks go the other way with a loose ball. Now to Connaughton. Connaughton drives inside, lays it in with a foul. Pat goes tumbling out, and he goes into the backstop, but he'll have a chance at the three-point play as he's helped back to his feet. And it was all jump-started by the jumping block from Brook Lopez, and a timeout coming from Indiana. So Milwaukee cutting that 9-point deficit down to 5. They can get it to 4 with a free throw coming. It took them 45 seconds. Not a bad start to quarter number 4. Don't go anywhere yet. It is Game 2, Round 1, NBA Playoffs on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's now at bucks.com/full.
Well, welcome back to Fiserv Forum, where this thing took another turn while we were away. We saw Pat Connaughton make that and one to close it out before Pat. It was a timeout used by Rick Carlisle. It got the Bucks back to within 5 points with 11:17 to play in the fourth quarter. It's now 92-87, but here's where the curveball came. They reviewed it for a potential flagrant foul. It was, in fact, ruled a flagrant one on the foul charged up And that means not only will you have a free throw coming, but you'll have a two shots for one make opportunity here for Pat Connaughton and possession after that. So to say these first 43 seconds of this fourth quarter have been torturous for the Pacers is an understatement, as Milwaukee, if they play their cards right, could essentially eliminate that 9-point lead in under a minute. And now Pat Connaughton will have a free throw to get this thing back to within 4 points and then possession.
Yeah, if you play your cards right, you can get it back to where it was before the Pacers closed the quarter strong. Got it down to a single point. Then you missed that Bobby Portis jumper, and the Pacers took off from there.
So Connaughton on his free throw will knock it down, so he will not need the benefit of the second free throw. And now it's Bucks basketball out of bounds. So Nesmith gets called for the flagrant one. It was his fourth foul, and now the Bucks have it. Lopez out there along with Pat Beverly, Jay Crowder, Pat Connaughton, and Chris Middleton. Connaughton on the near wing. And again, all this happening with Lillard on the bench. Middleton's got it on the near side, just inside the arc. Now he moves over to his left, going to hand the ball off to Connaughton. Connaughton slips free, finds the open shooter in the corner. That's Crowder offline on the three-point try. And the rebound is hugged in by Nesmith. Going the other way, McConnell into the front court, explodes inside. Lost the ball going up. It's going out of bounds off of Milwaukee. Now Lillard's getting set to come in. Bucks 17-3 when Dame scored 30 points or more in the regular season. That's the top win percentage of any team in the NBA when a player had 30 points or more. 1-0 in the postseason, and oh, by the way, he's got 34 already tonight. And he is back in replacing Connaughton, who did a nice job for the Bucks while he was out there. Here's Toppin handing off to Siakam. Siakam goes stumbling down, and Crowder was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He gets called for the foul there. So first foul on Jay, first foul on the Bucks with 10:43 to go in the fourth in a four-point game.
Yeah, I mean, there was some contact. I think it was more fortuitous for Pascal Siakam to fall in front of the official.
Nesmith will inbound on the near side, triggers it to Toppin at the top of the arc. He hands off now to T.J. McConnell. Now Nesmith drives inside. He pulls Middleton out of the way and lays it in. He is a physical player, that Aaron Nesmith. Here comes Milwaukee the other way. Back to a six-point lead for the Pacers now. Lillard, dribble drive inside, scoops it up with a left hand. Oh, it just missed. Toppin comes away with the rebound. McConnell, outlet feed, a long one up the court to Shepherd, up and under with an athletic finish. And just like that, the Pacers got it back to eight. Bucks had a chance to get it within one, and now Indiana's back ahead by eight. 96-88. Here's Middleton the other way. Big possession for the Bucks. Lillard flicks the pass to the right side. Crowder fires up a three. Missed it short. Ooh, those were two big threes. McConnell goes tumbling down. It was in the area of Crowder again. This time they didn't blow the whistle, but he somehow held onto the possession without traveling, and now gets it to Siakam. Siakam's got it on the right wing. Picked up by Crowder on the switch. Pulls up. Right elbow jumper on the way. Bullseye. Tough shot from Pascal Siakam. Indiana has made some plays here. Now Middleton, seeing some full court pressure, gets it into Lillard. Lillard will dribble the ball into the front court as the Pacers back off on the pressure and out of Crowder. Crowder lofts it inside to Lopez. Lopez put it up, no good, as he was under the rim trying to get that up and in. So the Bucks have got cold all of a sudden. Indiana trying to capitalize. Siakam will do just that. Sticks the jumper, and now it's Doc Rivers calling for the timeout. 8-0 run for the Pacers right after the Bucks had cut it down to a four-point game. The Pacers come roaring back. 12-point advantage with 9:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Milwaukee back to the drawing board when we come back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. At We Energies, we're committed to building a bright, sustainable energy future. We're investing in clean energy projects like solar, wind, and battery storage. As a leader in the decarbonization effort, our goal is to achieve net zero carbon emissions from our generation fleet by 2050. It's part of our plan to provide the affordable, reliable, and clean energy you depend on. Learn more at weenergies.com. We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Well, the Pacers trying to become the first road team in these playoffs to post a victory through our first 4 days. And right now they got the Bucks on the ropes, 12-point lead, but still 9-17 to play here in this one. As Milwaukee going to have to come from behind if they want to even this or keep this season from being evened up. And let's take a look at your Network Health fourth quarter numbers now, presented by Network Health Insurance. They make health insurance affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit NetworkHealth.com. They've got a plan for you. And in this fourth quarter, it has been the Pacers hitting on four of their six shots. They've outscored the Bucks 8-5. Milwaukee just 1-5 here in the fourth quarter. But they've hit 3-3 from the line. But really, Justin, the problem is Indiana's continuing to dominate this game in the paint. 48-22 in the paint. Eight of their last nine made field goals have come from in the paint, where the Bucks have had a really hard time keeping them from scoring. It's almost like they've rediscovered a little bit of that magic they had against Milwaukee in those first five games of the regular season here tonight.
Haven't had quite as many paint touches as you would like. Pat Connaughton, you mentioned, gave him some good minutes. He was the guy that was keeping that alive with his drives. But the other thing is, it's a double-edged sword. Nothing starts a fast break more quickly than missed layups or shots at the rim. We saw that on back-to-back possessions for the Bucks.
It was three straight.
Yeah. Damian Lillard, Brook Lopez,
and Crowder.
And Crowder led to three straight fast break points or baskets by the Pacers.
So here's the Bucks with the basketball after the stoppage. It's Pat Bevin in the front court. He's got Damian Lillard, Bobby Portis, Chris Middleton, and Brook Lopez out there with him. Portis on the handoff to Middleton. Middleton on the near wing left. Lofts it left of the lane to Portis. Portis trying to post up, backing his way in. Turns around, flips it up and in with a right-hand jump hook. And the Bucks could use a dose of that from Bobby, who is now 5 of 14 shooting tonight. And that's exactly what we were talking about. Milwaukee needing those paint touches. Gets it back to a 10-point game. Here's McConnell sending it to Siakam on the near side. Siakam shovels it off now to McConnell. McConnell pulls up mid-range. He cans the jumper from 14 feet out. Bobby Portis with another double-double tonight with that last bucket. His ninth career playoff double-double. After doing it last game, the Bucks 8-0 when he's had a double-double in the playoffs, but that's going to be tested tonight. Lillard's got it on the near wing. Drives inside on McConnell. Scoops the hand off that off Lopez, who staples it down, plunging it through on the rack attack. 10-point game again. Here's a drive inside from McConnell. Hands it off to Nesmith. Nesmith gets it back over now on the left wing. A three-pointer from Turner, and it has been one big shot after another for the Pacers tonight. A far cry from what we saw in game one, where this team shot 21% from three. Portis is in trouble. They're going to get a backcourt violation here. They got the timeout when they needed to because they were about to turn it over. With 8 seconds getting close to going right there. They did it at the last second.
Moment, yeah.
So timeout Bucks with 7:50 to play now in the fourth quarter, and Milwaukee is really searching for answers because this Pacers team, tip of the hat to them, Look, they've made big plays here. They've gotten in, out and run, but even when they were in the half court there, you see a big three from Miles Turner, and they have capitalized to the tune of a 105-92 lead with 7:50 to play here in the fourth quarter. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. You knew things weren't going to be easy in this series coming into it, and in fact, the Bucks caught a few folks by surprise by winning Game 1 without Giannis against the Indiana team that had their number in the regular season, had been playing good basketball, but it looked like the more experienced team had the advantage in that one tonight. Maybe a little bit of youth and speed has been the beneficiary here tonight.
Yeah, this version of the Pacers we're seeing tonight, as you mentioned, it's much closer to what we saw in those five regular season games. And I think that's what struck you the most about Game 1 is this was not the way that we saw the Pacers play. They didn't play at this pace. It's not just the made threes. It's how fast they're playing tonight. That was not the story on Sunday. You can't help but wonder if it was just a young team getting acclimated to the playoffs.
So it's going to be Bucks ball out of bounds. Damian Lillard had 25 points in the first half. Once again here tonight, a great first half. Actually, 26 in the first half. He's had 8 here in the second half. And, oh, we just had a five-second call on the inbound.
They had to inbound it. They're inbounding in the backcourt. They had to get it over midcourt
because
of where the shot clock was.
Wow. So you spent the timeout and you lost the ball. And the Bucks only have one timeout left. How about that? The rest of the way with 7:46 to go in this game. Indiana has got to feel like they are right in the driver's seat, and Turner's going to add to it. He knocks down the 16-footer. And with 7:38 to go, the Bucks one timeout left and now down by their largest deficit of 15. Have not led here in the second half, trailed by 5 at halftime. And the lead is as large as it has been tonight. A 15-4 run now for Indiana when the Bucks have got it back to within one. Here's Lopez driving, gets into the corner. Portis now trying to move laterally, but he's got Siakam all over him. Siakam knocks it away out of bounds. It's going to be Bucks ball, but with 7:20 to play here in this fourth quarter, the Bucks will have to go small again. Lopez checks out. Connaughton is back in. Lillard needs someone else to step up here. Inbound pass to Middleton. Middleton at the right elbow. He's going to pull up, fade, and fire on a contested shot. It misses short, and right now it looks like the Bucks are kind of working on fumes all of a sudden. Indiana's got the lead, a commanding lead now. 15-point advantage. Inbound inside pass to Siakam. He lays it in, and the air is out of the balloon here at Fiserv Forum now. Middleton going the other way. He's tracked down by Nesmith. He'll hand it out to Connaughton. Pat on the handoff to Portis. Portis on the right wing being played tightly by Siakam off to Connaughton. Connaughton now defended on the outside. Gets it to Lillard. Lillard wiggles inside. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound tap to Portis, and then Portis misses the bunny up close. Been that kind of a stretch here now for the Bucks. We're suddenly watching the wheels fall off here in the late going of this one with 6:30 to go on the fourth. Pacers with the ball. Siakam top of the arc, defended by Lillard. Lillard trying to get in the way and knock it free. He'll get it to the corner. Wide open three, and Turner will continue to pour it on as he comes away pumping his fist. Timeout Bucks, and the Pacers celebrating right now. They got a lot to celebrate for. They have dominated this fourth quarter now after the Bucks had that quick start in the first 45 seconds, had a chance to get this to a lead, actually, for the Bucks early in that first fourth quarter, but Indiana's now outscored the Bucks 20-9, and it just seems like the Bucks have, in some ways, kind of waved the white flag at some level, whether more subconsciously than anything. They've kind of slowed down on defense, had a couple breakdowns, and settled for some shots. Didn't hit them. Pacers 9 of 11 in the quarter. Bucks 3 of 10.
Yeah, it really comes down to the quality of shots that the Bucks have settled for that has really kick-started this offense for the Pacers. But they've dominated this entire second half, and that run really started late in the second quarter where they jump back in front to take the 5-point lead into halftime. The Bucks had maybe two runs where they were able to knock down that margin. The biggest one you'll keep going back to is when they got it down to one. And again, a disjointed possession where you settled for a quick shot, didn't get it. The Pacers quickly pushed it back up to 9.
So that lead has gone from 9 to 20 now. And believe it or not, we are starting to see the fans, some of them, head to the exits. What started as a promising night is now taking a turn for the worse, but the Bucks still 6:22 to go. And if you've watched Damian Lillard play enough times, you know it's probably not a good idea to head to the parking lot just yet. Even though it is looking grim for the Bucks, there is still time, down by 20. Lillard's got it. He's going to take it into the paint, scoop to the hoop. Shot rejected, though, by Turner. Gets in the way of that one, and now it's Nembhard going the other way, handing off. Here's a shot that misses off the window from Nesmith. Rebound, though, knocked away from Beverly. And it goes to Halliburton, who rains down the three right now. Right now, this Pacers team is showing no mercy in this fourth quarter. Just pouring it on. Now the ball knocked away from Middleton. It's going to go out of bounds. Here comes Lopez in for the Bucks. It was 92-88 with 10:34 to play in the quarter. Since then, Indiana has embarked on a 23-4 run over the last 4:38 of the game. And it has blown the doors open. Competitive game throughout most has suddenly gotten away from the Bucks here in the fourth. Bounce pass to Lopez. Lopez lays it in with a left hand, and the Bucks finally get some scoring in a fourth quarter that has been anything but fun if you're a Bucks fan. Halliburton going to hand the ball to Siakam. Siakam zigzagging his way inside. Now rockets the pass to Turner. He'll rifle it out top now to Nesmith. Quick handoff, and there's Siakam laying it in up close. That's sort of been the theme tonight. There have been too many plays like that where the Bucks rim protection just hasn't been there. Here comes Beverly. He drives underneath the rim, circling around with Halliburton on him. Now turns around, floats it up and in with a foul. Pat Bev's first points of the night coming right there. Check that. Excuse me. That's his first field goal of the night after he had missed on his first four. As the foul will go on Halliburton, and now Beverly to the line. And if there was any lack of belief from this Indiana team coming into tonight in the playoffs, that has gone away. This team certainly believes, and I got to think they did all the way.
Yeah.
As this free throw is good from Beverly. And they beat this Bucks team 4 out of 5 times in the regular season. That'll give you a little belief. And this guy's got a little swagger, too. There's no question. This is a formidable foe. Here's Nembhard driving in on Beverly. He's going to fade and fire inside the free throw line and knock it down. But, they're just flowing right now across the board. I mean, they have complete confidence, and Bucks fans continuing to make their way to the exits as Lillard's going to lose the ball. It was knocked out of bounds by Nembhard. Kicked out, so it's going to be Bucks ball with 4:46 to go in the fourth and a 119-97 game. Last lead for the Bucks was with a minute 15 to go in the second quarter. Bucks were ahead 55-54, but the Pacers put on a run late, took a 5-point lead into the locker room, and Bucks have not been able to get it back since. We saw 7 lead changes in the first half. Nesmith checks out. He's replaced by Chapman, and the inbound pass will go to Lillard. Damian Lillard driving into the paint, hands it off to Portis down low, and there was a whistle and a foul. Andrew Nembhard is going to get called for this foul. Here comes Andre Jackson Jr. in for the first time, making his playoff debut in the National Basketball Association. As the rookie checks in, Lillard will take a seat on the bench. Inbound pass from Green as he gets it to Jackson. Jackson to Lopez. He'll launch up a three, and he cans it. Well, there's a silver lining for Brook Lopez. He's gone 6 of 7 from beyond the arc. That is a playoff career high for Brook Lopez, who tied his career high in the first half with 4 in a playoff game. Nembhard the other way, defended by Portis. Crosses over on Bobby, spins, now wiggles free, pulls up, mid-range shot, and that doesn't even draw iron. I mean, get it out of your system now, Indiana, because, man, I'm telling you, they can do no wrong. They have got the Midas touch. Gold uniforms, everything they touch turns to gold here in this fourth quarter. Here comes Portis, a couple head fakes. Shimmies his way down low and shakes free of Siakam to lay it in. 121-102, 3:55 to play now in the fourth. Halliburton going the other way for the Pacers into the front court. Step back three from the left wing. Front iron bounces around, wouldn't drop. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds. It's going to be Bucks ball. So if you're Milwaukee coming off of this thing, now you've got to go back to the lab. Looks like Rick Carlisle's going to spend a timeout. I got a feeling he may be ready to take his regulars out of the lineup here, or out of the, off the court, as with 3:44 to play here in regulation. But again, if you're Doc Rivers, now you got to, we said the chess game had started. Well, it is momentum back to the Pacers as they'll head home, and they say a series doesn't start until someone wins on the road. Well, we are officially underway. Well, not officially, but close to being official, about 3:44 away from that here from Fiserv Forum.
And one final score from tonight. The Timberwolves beat the Suns, so the Bucks are the first home team to lose a playoff game in this postseason. Took 4 days for that event to occur. You mentioned the Pacers. Look, get this shooting out of your system now. They're shooting 64% in the second half.
And you can say get it out of your system, but it's also going to give them a lot of confidence going into game three and feel like they got their mojo back. And again, the question will go back to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Will the Greek Freak be available anytime soon for the Bucks? 2 days off won't hurt the cause, but we'll just play the waiting game as we have been. Hey, Bucks fans, Bucks partial plans are available for the 2024-25 season. You can map out your ultimate partial plan and select the opponents and seat locations that work best for your budget and schedule here at Fiserv Forum. To get started, visit bucks.com/partial. So here comes the inbound pass from Malik Beasley. Triggers it into A.J. Green. Green back to Beasley. Malik will move it into the front court. And here is the lineup for the Bucks now. Livingston's out there as well, making his playoff debut, along with Marjon Beauchamp, A.J. Green, and Andre Jackson. Green being hounded, gets it over to Beasley. Beasley puts up a teardrop just inside the free throw line and gets it to drop. 121-104 our score. Pacers go the other way. Here's the lineup for Indiana. So much for taking the regulars out. It's still Siakam, Nembhard, Halliburton, Toppin, and Shepard. Indiana going left to right. Siakam crossing over. He's going to pull up mid-range J. Back iron too strong. Rebound secured by Beasley. And Malik will go the other way for the Bucks. Beasley, top of the arc. They're going to get rid of it. Gives it to Green. Green on the right wing. A couple hesitations. Now he's going to pull up mid-range J, and he sticks that one. So the reserves start to find a little bit of flow here late. Could be a little bit too little too late with Milwaukee still trailing by 15 and 2:40 to go. It is a 9-2 run. And again, look, seen some strange things. The Bucks do not have a timeout left, which is bears mentioning. Toppin's going to put on a head fake. He'll send out top to Siakam. Back to Obi. Toppin lets it fly. Three-pointer missed short. Rebound to Green. If you're the Bucks right now, you might want to start thinking about some three-pointers here if you really want to have any shot at this thing. Make up some ground in a hurry. Marjon Beauchamp, or he could do that. Flips the pass inside, but Green misses the layup. It's a good setup from Marjon there. But now Indiana the other direction with 2:05 to go in the fourth.
You know, I seem to recall a game earlier this season where the Pacers took issue with Bucks leaving their starters in this late.
Yep, and we all know what happened from that point. Halliburton misses the shot as he was fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Yeah, well, okay, they didn't. It wasn't the Bucks left their starters in.
Brought
in fact, they lifted
in
their starters. But, of course, you're referencing Ballgate here. The series of events that led into the Antetokounmpos racing down the tunnel to retrieve the game ball for Giannis's 64-point game. Free throw misses from Halliburton.
To be fair, the Bucks brought their starters back in because of what we've basically started to see here these last couple
Except
minutes.
They got it back to within 10.
Nine, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, and understandably, anyway. Here comes the second free throw from Halliburton, and that is good. Started to see a little bit of that bad blood start to boil over here a little bit about midway through this game, but it's since subsided. And Indiana just took control in this fourth quarter and started to run the Bucks out of the gym all of a sudden as after they broke up what had been a tight game. Andre Jackson misses a runner. Indiana goes the other way with a minute 36 to go now. Pacers have it in the front court with Halliburton. Dribbling, defended by Marjon Beauchamp, and Rick Carlisle's going to spend one last time out here. Pacers team that has not been held under 30 points in any quarter tonight. 30 points here in the fourth, They've outscored the Bucks 30-23, and I think that's where it all starts for Milwaukee, is there was just an inability to slow down this Indiana offense tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it started really in the first quarter on Sunday when we talked about the pace of the game, even at halftime. Not just the big lead for the Bucks, but the fact that the Pacers are down to 42 points. It's a lower scoring game. It was exactly what you wanted to see this. And here tonight, you know, with, 4 minutes left in the opening quarter, the Pacers were already in the mid-20s. Just the overall flow of this game, the Bucks were finding their offense and scoring, but that's not the pace that's going to be sustainable for this team. It's just feeding into the way Indiana wants to play, and that's what we kind of saw bear out as this game went on. The Pacers kept that pace. The Bucks just couldn't match it.
Pacers outscored the Bucks 40-34 in the paint in the last game, but Milwaukee was able to really capitalize at the free throw line and beyond the arc, where they hit 14 of 37 threes. Indiana was just 21% from beyond the arc, where they hit just 8 3-pointers. Well, tonight, not only has Indiana found their three-point strokes, going 43% on 15 of 35, but the double whammy is they've also bludgeoned the Bucks in the paint 52-34, and that is a bad combination if you're on the wrong end of it.
Well, the tough pill to swallow in this one is it's another Damian Lillard performance, where he nearly matched what he did on Sunday in Game 1. The issue was, outside of Brook Lopez, you just couldn't find that second guy consistently to keep the pace with Dame.
Here's a drive from T.J. McConnell. He'll send it out to the right side, and the ball is knocked free. And the Bucks will go the other way with it, as they have it in the front court. That was Walker who lost it. Now Beauchamp in the paint, swivels inside, had the ball knocked away, but then it's Jackson able to tip it in and lay it in up close on the other after the shot had been blocked. So we've got just over a minute to go now in the fourth. McConnell's into the front court. He will just bleed the clock down inside of 10 seconds, inside of 55 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter of a 122-108 game. Pacers ready to even this series up at one. Here's a three-pointer. Shepherd in the corner hits it. 125-108. Indiana continues to hit. Beauchamp working on Walker the other way. He had the ball knocked free. It's going to be picked up by Shepherd. He will slowly amble into the front court for Indiana. They will hold on as Livingston will see if the Bucks let him just hold on and take the shot clock violation, or are they going to pressure him? Now McConnell's got it toward midcourt. Looks like the Bucks will back off, and Indiana will take the shot clock violation on their way to another victory here at Fiserv Forum. And now Jackson and McConnell getting tangled up a little bit, trying to wrestle the ball free. Jackson was, and McConnell knows how to be an instigator too, doesn't he?
Just got a double technical
between those two guys. Just a little parting gift for these two friendly foes in the Central Division.
Centered around the ball, too.
Yep, those dang brouhahas based on who's got the ball. Beasley's got it in the front court. He will dribble it out, and with that, the Pacers have snapped their playoff losing streak. They had lost 10 straight prior to this one, but they win game two tonight. They have evened the series at one apiece with a 125-108 victory over the Bucks here tonight at Fiserv Forum. All right, we'll step aside, come back with more in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area, with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at